You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19 to 22. Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain, that is his body. And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. That is a truth you have to know even for eternity. He says in verse 19 that, therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus. Now, I want you to note, the most holy place in the tabernacle and in the temple is entered only by the high priest. Only by the high priest. Now, and that's just a physical place. The real holy place, the real most holy place, is the presence of God. Now, the scripture is saying we have confidence to enter the most holy place. How can we have confidence to enter the most holy place? Who can have confidence to be in the presence of God? The presence of God is so powerful that if there is sin in any life and God just draws near, that person will feel uncomfortable. It was not for nothing that Adam hid himself. He hid himself when he heard the voice of God. Sin cannot tolerate the presence of God. That's why when God draws closer to you and you are living in sin, you feel it. You feel the presence of God. It's not something you can cope with, but the Bible says we can enter by the blood of Jesus. Please, I want you to really understand what I'm sharing with you today. The only thing that gives us access to the presence of God is the blood of Jesus. The only thing that will continually give us access to the presence of God is the blood of Jesus. I pray by the grace of God daily. When I approach the presence of God in prayer, my confidence for approaching God is not that, yesterday I didn't commit any sin. God, I just thank you. That is not never my basis. My basis is the blood of Jesus. You will never outgrow the blood of Jesus. You will never become so righteous that you will no longer need the blood of Jesus. Even in eternity, what will keep us in the presence of God forever is the blood of Jesus, because in ourselves, we could never rise to the righteous standard of God. So, you know, this is where the problem comes from. When you are a sinner and you want to repent, it's easier for you to rely on the blood of Jesus. So you begin to cry and say, Lord, have mercy on me. I am a sinner. I have sinned. And then you feel relieved. You feel good. You know why? God sprinkled the blood of Jesus on you and drew you closer to himself. So you experience his presence. It feels awesome. It feels great. Then he begins to help you to walk in righteousness. If care is not taken, after a while, you may begin to go into the presence of God, thinking that, I have not sinned today. And if at any time it occurred to you that you did something wrong yesterday, you won't be able to approach the presence of God. Now, whereas the goal of God is that the blood of Jesus gives us permanent access, he has also made a permanent solution to the sinful nature in our lives. However, notwithstanding, the only thing that continuously guarantees us access to the presence of God is the blood of Jesus. There is no man that has anything that gives him access to God other than the blood of Jesus. Praying for 24 hours does not give you access to God. The fact that you have preached for 60 years does not give you access to God. Paul will need the blood of Jesus to access the presence of God. Peter will need that same blood. Every single human being will need the blood. No matter how righteous you think you are, In fact, no matter how God has helped you with the righteousness of Christ, the only thing that will still give you access to the presence of God is the blood of Jesus. So please, anytime you want to pray, remind yourself that I am approaching the Lord because of the blood. That is the only thing that gives us access to the presence of God. There is nothing else you can do. Praying 2 a.m., 1 a.m. at night will not give you access to the presence of God. Fasting does not give you access to the presence of God. There is only one thing that allows us to have the boldness to enter the throne of grace. That is the blood of Jesus. That is why the Bible says that we should therefore come boldly. He said, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with full assurance of faith. Let us draw near to God. There is nothing to be scared of again. You know, and I thank God for such a privilege and for such a provision. We are the most privileged generation in human history that we can easily fellowship with God. That's why the Bible says the blood of Jesus cleansing us, present continuous tense. It's continuously washing us. That's why our fellowship with God is permanent. A child of God has a permanent fellowship with God. So you don't need all this religious prayer when you want to pray. You now say, hey, let's thank God. After thanking God, let's confess our sin. You know, after all of that. See, you are playing religion. I'm telling you, you have not truly touched God. You are just playing religion. A child of God has a permanent presence of God. When you sin or you do anything wrong, an alarm rings immediately. And instantly, you make right with God through the blood of Jesus. So it's not until when you want to pray. You know, why can't you just go ahead and pray? Who told you need to be confessing your sin before you pray to God? Even when Jesus taught us how to pray, didn't you notice that forgiveness was the conclusion of prayer? The real prayer had been prayed before using forgive us our sins. The real prayer had been prayed because what gives us access to God is the blood of Jesus. So stop all this religious praying that you seem to have a system. No. See, somebody who has consistent fellowship with God enters God. If there is need to pray now, you just begin to pray. There is no need for any emergency sanctification. There is no need for anything because you have all along been dwelling in his presence. If something was wrong before that time, you will have known. Something is really wrong with your life if it is when you want to pray that you are now confessing sin. That means you can tolerate sin in your life until when you want to pray. That's a dangerous life to live. We are tolerating sin in your life. That's not how we live. A child of God is consistently in the presence of God, enjoying fellowship with the Lord. If anything goes wrong, there's an alarm that rings inside of you. And the Holy Spirit points you to what has gone wrong. And then you can again, the blood again comes upon you. It is still the blood of Jesus that will wash you. It's not your works. You can't walk to make yourself right with God. It is still the blood of Jesus. So if they now ask you to lead prayer in church, you don't need to say, let's thank God, let's confess our sins, because you are afraid, you are not sure whether you can access the presence of God. But if you have been dwelling in his presence, you won't have such issue. You can even just go straight to the issue you want to pray about and say, we are interceding for our sister, let's intercede for her, let's ask God to heal her, to raise her, and so on. And then you just go on with your prayer. You don't need all of those protocols. What gives you access is the blood of Jesus. May God give you understanding in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can please reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.